disdain for a Donald Trump presidency and the fear of the future it could bring brought a variety of activist groups together in Albany over the weekend. Activists representing diverse social action groups ranging from Alliance for Quality Education to Pride Center of the Capital Region to Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood braved the cold Saturday afternoon to commiserate over the election. A press release issued by the coalition of more than 40 groups under the moniker the Capital District Coalition Against Islamophobia explained the rally was responding to the fact that the Ku Klux Klan announced a victory rally the same day in North Carolina. David Duke, former Grand Dragon of the KKK, was an early endorser of Trump. WRAL-TV in Raleigh reported that the Klan did caravan through Roxboro. Police Chief David Hess said the group posted the event on social media, but never said it would take place in Roxboro. According to Hess, the group was present for around 5 minutes, and there were no bystanders watching. Officers blocked a major intersection so the convoy would move and exit as quickly as possible.
The Ku Klux Klan was founded in 1865 by six former Confederate soldiers as a supposed fraternal social club. It quickly became a vigilante organization whose central purpose was to terrorize black people.
Albany activist and WAMC contributor Barbara Smith delivered opening remarks at the Albany rally.
The most common justification of African Americans for lynching was the protection of white womanhood from black men.
It had the feel of a 60s-style freedom rally, with Bethlehem Neighbors for Peace member Joe Lombardo highly visible at the event, which he says was also organized on behalf of the Muslim and immigrant communities who feel uncomfortable with a Trump presidency.
Well, you know, he very casually talks about use of nuclear weapons. Like, well, why can't you use nuclear weapons? I would say that's a threat to world peace. He has put people in his cabinet positions who are real hawks and really militarists, and I think it's very scary.
Addressing the crowd, Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan said that in 2008, the city passed a resolution welcoming immigrants. She said there should be no doubt New York's capital is indeed a sanctuary city, not only for all refugees, but for all who may feel or be displaced. She confirmed that anyone stopped by city police will not be questioned regarding legal status.
I urge you all, you are all doers. We need to keep doing. Get involved with RISE. Get involved in helping to welcome our immigrant and refugee families. Get involved in organizations that are fighting Islamophobia. Please stay involved. We need to fight now more than ever.
Shamshad Ahmad of Central Avenue's Masjid As-Salam Mosque warned of a nation divided in third world fashion under Trump.
One superior tribe and one inferior tribe.
Where some see division, others see war. Lawrence Whitner represents Peace Action, the largest grassroots peace organization in the United States.
With the election of Donald Trump and a Republican Congress, the biggest, most destructive military machine in world history, with over 7,000 nuclear weapons and $1 trillion nuclear weapons buildup underway, will be controlled by a zealously right-wing, nationalistic, racist government headed by a mentally unstable egomaniac.
Whatever the activists believe a Trump presidency might mean for minorities in Albany, Assad Hussein, an Albany High 11th grade student whose family escaped Aleppo 3 years ago, isn't worried. Speaking with assistance from UAlbany student Omar Al-Rifa, he said he has faith in his new country.
Assad isn't fearing the Trump presidency. He believes that people will be able to come together.
Hussein is concerned about those now stuck in Syria, that their chances for asylum may diminish under Trump. Some passersby misinterpreted the gathering as a protest against KKK activity in Albany. There is none to speak of, as far as we know. Tim DeRocher is with the Albany County Republican Committee.
Any, quote, endorsement from the KKK is something that is useless. It's meaningless. I cannot distance ourselves enough from them. The fact that they're holding a rally to support whoever they want to, they're allowed to do that, just like these individuals are allowed to hold a rally in opposition to whoever they feel.
DeRosier suggests we all need to move forward in a positive direction, and for his part, President-elect Trump has said he wants to be a leader for all people. Ruth Pelham of Music Mobile fame entertained Albany rallygoers with a protest song.
We can make it!
The crowd marched down Central Avenue from Townsend Park to Dana Park, where the event concluded with a secondary rally. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.